Morning, folks. Welcome to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in this morning. My guest across the way is Misty Thomason. She is one of the big wheels. Now, all right, Misty, what can you call? What is your title?
Oh, my gosh. I am just supposed to be doing the booth spaces, but I think it's become a lot more. A lot more. I'm pretty stressed this week, and ask my husband and my kids.
Well, yeah. You see, now that's the thing. Sue and Steve aren't getting any younger.
No, I'm not either.
They're going to, well, you're getting older this week, I'll bet.
Yeah, I'm finding some more gray hair. Yes, I'm finding more gray hairs.
Well, that's cool. Misty is one of the head wheels in charge of the Wayne City Bean Days, the 2016 Bean Days. I can't believe that it's already on us. I am just astonished by that. Yeah. Did it sneak up?
It has snuck up on all of us. Yes. I do fairs and festivals, and our biggest festival was last week, and to get ready for this one, it's crazy. Yeah, it has really, this year, they say the older you get, the faster time goes. That is definitely true. Definitely.
And, you know, the wild thing about Bean Days this year is it's kind of different and messed up from previous years, isn't it?
It is.
What are all the changes? All right, say I've been to Bean Days for the last, what, how many are there?
Well, 55 years.
55 years. All right. Yes. Say I've been going to Bean Days for 55 years. Means it starts in like 1960.
Yeah.
Every year, I'm almost guaranteed, or probably figure that most every year, you served the beans out of the high school.
Yeah.
And that's not happening.
That is not happening. That building is no longer there. It is gone.
And the reason is you've got the high school, but you've got no way to get to it, do you?
Well, there's mud in between, and it would be difficult to try to. They're working day. They're out there right now moving dirt, but we've had a lot of rain, so it slowed them down.
Yeah. Okay. So, all right. First and foremost, the big bean serving on Saturday. Where's that
going
to be?
It is going to be kind of up by the post office, over by there's a gazebo. We're going to have a tent set up. So it will be all right there close to the highway.
So the gazebo is just a smidge east.
Yeah, it's in between Boyd's mattress store there and the post office.
Did it used to be farther east than that? Did they move it?
I don't think. Okay. I don't know. I don't think it's
I was good. Trying to I remember. Know. I was trying to remember when the when my band played up there.
Yeah.
We played there 10 years ago. Yeah. Who knows how long. Well, I thought we played in gazebo.
They may have moved it. Who knows? I don't remember.
Is there a garage door like right there near it or something?
Yeah, there's a garage door that's back there on that building on the corner where the mattress store.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
We were around by that garage door in the gazebo, and we played in the gazebo.
So that
is going to be a little tricky, isn't it?
It's a good thing
you've got the garage right there to be the headquarters for all your stuff, right?
Well, that's Boyd, so we won't be able to use that. But we are going to use, I think they're going to use the community building. And they've got, Steve is in charge of that, so... I've not messed with the beans. They're going to take
Steve,
it.
Well, Steve, Harvey, all them. That's the fun thing. Whenever I get, it's been 2 or 3 years since Steve's been on the show, and or at least for the bean day.
Yeah.
And he always gives me the rundown of the meal.
Yeah.
Of how much, all right, we got to have this much beans. We have this much in ham. And really, you serve a ton of people. How many people do you end up serving?
Oh, gosh, hundreds. I remember as I was younger. Probably over 1,000. Yeah, I know they do a lot. I know he said he needed like 36 bags of ice for the drinks and stuff.
Wow.
So that's a lot of ice. And people come. I remember as I was growing up, you know, people would come with their big buckets and fill it with ham and beans. And back in the day, you know what they served it in was trash cans.
You can't
do that now.
No. They see we served with Fall Fun Fest. We used to serve the fried chicken out of trash cans.
Yeah.
With trash bags. You know, at least, well, I think most of them had trash bags.
Yeah.
But they were new cans.
Oh, yeah. Yes, they were. They were new cans at one time. Yeah.
New washed out cans. That works okay, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So the serving of the beans on Saturday is when?
Serving of the beans is at, 11 o'clock.
Okay.
Because the parade is at 10. So right after the parade is over, and everybody's going to be right there this year, so they don't have to walk down Mill Street. It's going to be right there.
Folks start meandering from the parade over there to the bean.
They won't have a very far walk this year.
Wow, you're going to have enough room for a line?
I hope. It may be a mess, but we're going to make it work.
You might have to send a line all the way down to Section Line Road or something like that.
Yeah, maybe. Who knows where it's going to go, but it'll go. It'll work. Well, I hope.
Well, that's the thing. You keep your fingers crossed.
Yeah.
And you know, even though you've got all these changes this year, which are forced and unforced by the high school, the new high school, which is great looking.
Yes. Oh, that great. Grade in high school. That is awesome. My kids are in 7th and 4th grade, and they love it.
Even though you have all these changes, folks are going to come together.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And the weather is going to be beautiful. It's going to be a little tad bit warm. Today's the first day of fall, so it's going to be a tad bit warm, but that's okay. Yeah.
Tell me, the Bean Days actually already started last weekend, didn't
it? Yes, yes. We had the Bean Queen Festival in Little Miss. And that was Saturday night at 6 o'clock.
Good crowd?
Yes, yes. They had a very good crowd. Let's see. Delissa Trotter is our Bean Queen. And off the top of my head, I can't think of the Little Miss.
Little Caldwell girl.
Yes, yes. Caldwell. Ben and Marcy Caldwell's daughter, yes.
Well, congratulations to all those folks. And you know, the reason, you do know the reason you have to do the Miss Bean Queen before, the week before, right?
Why?
So you could have somebody set up to ride in the car.
Yeah. We don't want an empty car, do we?
you can't have an empty car for the parade, right?
Yeah, we don't want an empty car. No. We need them to help with this setup of all this festival, too. Boy, they'd probably be pretty good help.
I bet you that's right. What's going on tomorrow? What's starting tomorrow?
Let's see. Tomorrow is Friday. Tonight our rides come in. We're going to have a few rides
set up on Thursday night. Okay.
Yeah, but not yet to use till Friday. I think they start at 5 o'clock in the Lumberyard parking lot. We will have, I think, 4 or 5 rides. Next year, hope to expand once we have a little bit more area. This year, we're pretty cramped.
Yeah.
But tomorrow, we'll have the... let's see.
You got the Pinochle starting.
Pinochle at 6:30 at the community building. We have a flashlight run. That's going to be interesting.
Tell me, now, this is a couple of, you've done this like once or twice now, right?
Yes.
The flashlight run?
Every year it kind of changes.
They change the time on it.
The title, and it changes location because we wanted to move it by our area to try to, that way we can have everything close.
So is it running through the park?
No, it's not going to run through the park. I've got a map. If you can only see it on Radioland,
Let me see it.
Of where it's going to run.
All right.
And Twyla King is in charge of that.
I've got to have it upside
right. Yeah, good, the right.
To, okay, right they're going to be starting. What street is that? There's Robinson. Okay. I'm just trying to get my gauge here.
She has told me and told me and told me, but my memory, like I said, the older I get, the
worse there's the highway. It's starting near the it's starting there on what street is that?
Here, let me look and see.
That's not on. It's about a block. It's a block west of a block east of Main.
Yeah,
it's a block east of Main on Market, and it's going to start there. Go down and around to the Section Line Road.
Yes,
all the way out Section Line Road. Boy, that's heading quite a ways on Section Line Road.
Yeah.
Is that out there all the way to Dollar General?
I don't know. It might be. They may be around for miles.
Heading all the way out there to Scott Austin's house.
Yeah.
I'm going to head to Scott's and then come back and turn around, go up to near the highway, near where the train tracks are there on West Street, and then back into town. So by the time everybody gets done, will it be dark?
Yes, and we're going to have our awesome local fire department. Wayne City Fire is going to be helping with some lighting. A lot of volunteers for this. They raise money for the Wayne City Prom is why she does this. This helps for our prom. And
what's the entry fee?
Entry fee is, let's see, $20.
Okay.
Yes, bring your flashlights. Let's see, if you registered before Monday, I think you got a T-shirt.
There you go. Well, you might still get a T-shirt, but by then you'd have had a guaranteed sized one, I presume.
Yes, because I don't know what show we'll have left.
Yeah.
Race day registration, $525 to $550. So, and then we're going to have music afterwards, so that'll be nice.
Tell me about the Don't Mind Us band.
Well, I don't know if you remember J-Bo Wilson.
I remember J-Bo.
He's in this band. A couple other boys.
It's Jerry's boy.
Yeah, Jerry Wilson's boy. He's going to be playing. They had him last year when they had it at the park, and everybody really enjoyed the music. He does a wide range of genre, you know. I'm sure
country and western.
Yeah, you got country and western. There you go. Yeah, country and western. Yeah, he's gonna have
actually J-Bell's very talented.
Oh yes, he is. He can do anything. Yeah. I think he's made the, I don't know if he does the drums or not, but I think pictures I saw, he was the drummer. I don't know.
He can play guitar too.
I'm interested to see. Yeah, he can play guitar. Yeah, he can. They very good. I remember back when I was in band, he was a very good player.
I'm talking with Misty Thomason here. We're talking about Bean Days. We're gonna get, when we get back, we're gonna talk about some pro wrestling moves, as well as what all's going on Saturday and Sunday at Wayne City Bean Days. And you're listening to the Bruce Dickey Show on AM 1390 and WFIW FM Fairfield, Illinois. We'll be back after these. Morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW FM Fairfield, Illinois. My guest across the way is Misty Thomason from Bean Days, and she was mentioning she was going to set up. She brought out some barbecue. How much work goes into putting the, how many meals will Little Buddy's Barbecue sell, you think, over this weekend?
Over this weekend, a lot. I know last weekend at our Kunstfest, we did over 800.
Where was that?
That was in New Harmony, Indiana.
Okay.
Yeah, they had over, well,
I didn't know if that was the one you went to. I didn't
know. Yeah, that's the one we set up at. We did over 800 pounds of pulled pork then.
Wow.
So, yeah, we smoke all week. And then this weekend, I would say we'll probably do a little over 300 pounds probably.
So that's busy.
That's busy,
Okay, by the way, you do have, there are buttons available.
Yes.
For Wayne City Bean Days. Where can folks find buttons? I've got one. I just bought one.
They have them at the bank in Wayne City.
Okay.
I'm thinking they're still there. If not, you can buy them Saturday morning.
Okay.
We will have a booth in front of the community building, and they will be there. They're going to also sell gun raffle tickets.
$2 a button, right?
$2 a button. They are pictures of our old school.
Good.
So, yeah, good collector's item.
Okay, we missed one thing on Friday night.
Yes, we would be remiss yes,
if we didn't talk about the Strictly Insane Pro Wrestling. What is going on?
Oh, my gosh.
Where are you doing this, and what's going on?
This is sponsored by Boyd Furniture, Little Buddy's Barbecue, Draper Insurance, Little Red Barn, and Chapman Exhaust.
Uh-huh.
It is going to be located in between Boyd Furniture's buildings, downtown Wayne City.
Okay.
We're always looking for more sponsors for our Bean Day, so if anybody has anything extra to give, we'd love help and love any ideas,
too. What time does this start, and are you going to give them a lesson in spelling.
Oh, yeah, I know. Tell me about it. This starts at 7 p.m., so make sure we're going to have some chairs out there, but if you do have lawn chairs, go ahead and bring them. There will be food available. We'll be featuring one of our locals, the Raging Redneck, John Roberts.
The Raging Redneck.
Yes.
John Roberts is going to be there. How about that?
Oh, yeah.
Who's he fighting?
I have no clue. I really have no clue. I have kind of stayed. My husband, Brandon, has been taking care of this one, and he brought this to Wayne City for us for Friday night. So I'm excited.
I hear the birthday boy's been making shirts today.
Yeah, he has.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Lamar Choate's birthday. If you see him, say,
happy birthday.
Can't believe I forgot it. He turns 50 today.
Oh, my gosh.
Lamar Choate turning 5-0. So if you're listening, I'm going to say this over and over again. Go wish Lamar a happy 60th birthday.
Oh, no. I'll have to message my kids so they can go and tell them.
Yeah, that's exactly right. All right, so that gets us to Saturday. That'll be a lot of fun Friday night.
Oh, yes, that'll be exciting, yeah.
Saturday, folks, bring in the car show. You got the big car show and tractor show, don't you?
Yes. Sue Myers takes care of the car show. They're still taking. You can just pull in, I'm assuming.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just pull in and register. Yeah, registration's at 9:30. Last till about noon. Entry fee is $10.
How about that?
Awards at 1:30.
That's a pretty good show. You bring
us
pretty good.
Yes.
Especially with the weather like it's going to be this weekend.
Sunny,
that's be
no
nice.
Rain for bean days. Yeah. Yay.
How long? I was talking to my wife, and we've been there the last couple of years, and it has rained maybe the last two.
It has rained a lot. Yeah. It's usually known for rain at bean days. So, yeah. It's usually known for rain.
That's not the good thing to be known for, Misty.
No, and it's going to be 90 degrees. So
that'll be fun.
Yes. So,
tell me about the parade. Where's that start? Where's that lineup?
The parade lines up. Well, it was lined up around the school, and I'm assuming they're going to keep that the same. Jeff Sledge is in charge of that. So he's got that all undercover and got that all set up, and that will start at 10.
Down on the south side of that road,
probably,
right?
Probably, yeah. And it'll come down through Main Street and run through town, and usually down that one side of Section Line, I think,
right.
It comes around.
Right.
So, yeah.
So that'll be at, the parade starts at 10. Market's going to be going all day long, right?
Flea market, yes. I am so excited to get this going this weekend. Yes, it's going to be nice and sunny. It'll be hot, but that's great. Starts at 8 to 3. On Mill Street, that's our main street where everything goes.
Tell me about the firemen's water fights.
Okay, well, that's at 1. We have several things going on with that, starting at 1 at the Wayne City Park.
Uh-huh.
We have to have it there because that's where everything is. Yes, that's where the water is. Now, next year, we're hoping to move it maybe downtown somehow. Water fights, hose roll, a wild hose contest.
And this is different. Different companies,
Orchardville, Wayne City, any local ones that are willing to come, Fairfield, come on out. Bring your...
Jeff.
Yeah, Jeff. Hey,
North Wayne.
Yeah.
Fairfield World.
Bring it on.
Mill Shoals.
Yeah.
Bring them all.
Yeah. My husband says, bring as many as we can get. Yeah, Brandon, he's in charge. Him and another gentleman over there at the fire... department is in charge, so
okay.
Yeah, they will get you all taken care of.
That's at 1 o'clock on on Saturday.
Yes,
we talked about where you can get the buttons and the drawing tickets for the gun.
Mm-hmm.
Bingo's a community building at 4 o'clock. I like at 6:30. Who's playing at the big dance?
Oh, I have no clue. See, I know a lot, but I don't know that.
You don't know everything.
I don't know everything. No. That's at the Old Opry. I'm sure it'll be nice.
Yeah,
because they always have a big crowd. I'm loving that building can be used. That
isn't that
be,
nice?
Yeah, that used to be Sharps.
Yeah,
and now it's a dance hall.
You
never
know, and the cool part is the cool part is that they're in there two nights a week, and it's a good crowd in there. Isn't
it? You go downtown and there's cars everywhere. Yeah. Yeah, there is cars.
You know, and I don't know. I'm like you, Misty. I'm not really sure what kind of music. Is it polka?
It may be polka. Hey, I'm Polish. You never know what they
I
got
like
in
polka.
There. I'll go polka.
I love playing polka. I love playing. Yeah, maybe it's Big Joe coming in.
Yeah, might
Big
be.
Joe's polka review.
Yeah, there you go.
That'd be pretty good.
But they get a crowd. They get a crowd.
And I'm also glad to see at 7 o'clock down at the racetrack.
Yes.
Mr. Parker, Dave's been doing a great job down there, hasn't he?
Yes, he has. He's really worked hard. It takes a lot of volunteers and a lot of workers on that, and that's at 7. They're going to have a special. It's $10 for adults.
Uh-huh.
Five and under is, or 10 and under is $5. Bean Day Special, a whole family can get in for $30.
How about that?
So that's a good deal. And
bring all the kids.
Yeah, and Little Buddy's
have
barbecue
more.
Will be out there too. So what else can you
so
want?
You're gonna, so wait a minute. So you're yes. telling me you're going to move your trailer?
No, it's going to stay there. We're going to have like, I mean.
This is the spinoff.
I'm a little stressed.
The little buddy's spinoff.
Yes, it is. It's the spinoff at the racetrack. Yeah. We're going to be out there, uptown. Yeah. Everywhere.
You're going to be all over the place.
All over. But, you know, that's why I have my family and friends to help. And we've got a 12 and 9-year-old boys. And that's what Little Buddies is named after, is our two boys.
Well, you see, now that's great.
Yeah.
That's cool.
They work hard.
And just across the street from the go-kart races. Mm-hmm. And you'll get a good crowd for the go-kart races.
Yeah.
But you're going to get a good crowd for
the
saddle club, won't
you? Yeah. The rodeo goes on at 7 also. So you've got something on one side of the street and you got something on the other. So whoever likes the rodeo can go there. Whoever wants to see the go-karts can go on that side.
Just head south on Route 242 and you can't miss it. Just keep going when you see the big dogs in the yard.
Yeah, there you go.
Because we're out there this weekend too.
Yes,
that'll be fun.
Yeah, you will be out there.
Yeah,
yes.
Church, and then a Sunday.
Sunday's
big church night. No,
yes.
No cowboy church this year, huh?
No, they're going to have it at, well, I don't know. I think they might.
It just didn't make the poster.
Anything that I do not know, go on Wayne City Bean Day's Facebook page. And I know the Saddle Club's been posting stuff on there. Everybody's been posting on there. So if I don't know the answer, go on there. That would be your that is what I'm going to tell you.
Yeah, that's great.
Cool
because you got talked into come on the show anyway.
Nobody else had time.
Yeah, well, you see, now they're just
I
like
squeezed
you.
Squeezed it in.
But, so Sunday you got church night as well. Now tell me about the all-class reunion. What's that?
The all-class reunion, they started a few years back. They started at the old school.
Yeah.
Last year was a big year because it was, of course, the last year to see the old school.
Right.
By the way,
my button you do see has the gymnasium on it, the old gymnasium. And Tom Levine here has explicitly and expressly picked this button for me because it's the last event inside the gymnasium, well, other than graduation, was the trivia contest.
Yes, the trivia
The Wayne
contest,
City History Club trivia contest, and he wanted me to be proudly showing my trivia. Okay, the class reunion, when you say all class reunion, how many kids are going to be there?
Well,
kids
they
from
have,
the 50s, 60s, 70s,
40s? 300 people at least have showed up, I guess,
is
for this.
That
and
right?
I'm usually so tired by Saturday night that I don't make it to this because I'm just worn out. But they have several people in charge to help.
Well, the fun thing here for this year, there are going to be a lot of people who've never been in the new school.
Yes, and they come from all over. You know, you didn't realize how many people travel to Bean Days Festival, but I see a lot of people go through that I went to school with. We're still yet to have a class reunion. I graduated in 98 and not had a class reunion. So this is kind of my class
reunion.
You guys
are the lazy class.
I guess. We must be, or just extra busy class.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But, have people from all over Florida. You know, everybody, they travel to come to this, and they will this year, I think, because they'll want to see this new school.
Well, and that kind of brings you back to the motto of the weekend, doesn't
it?
Tell me what it is.
The once an Indian, always an Indian is our theme.
Uh-huh.
So we're celebrating our new school, celebrating what our old school was, and
who came up with the theme?
The Ruertan Group.
Is that right?
The Ruertan Group is in charge of Bean Days. We really need
You need
help.
Volunteers.
We need help. We have went from 60 plus down to less than 20.
Yeah.
And we need volunteers. Ruertans is a great organization. We raise scholarships.
Sure.
For the high school students. So,
and that's where the funds for the Bean Days go.
Yes. It goes for scholarships. So, it all has a purpose. And we would love to have new members come. We meet once a month. I think it's the third Monday up at the community building.
Who was the tell everybody who the instigator of the Ruertans was and just passed
away?
Well,
Kenneth Gray. Yeah. He passed away a few years ago. When Kenneth was alive,
he kept everybody
everything going. He picked corn. He sold corn.
Yeah.
He anything you needed in town, he was out there.
Yeah,
he was.
And I wonder how many times you had him as the parade marshal.
I don't know. Probably not enough.
Probably not enough.
Don Hale is our president right now, and he would welcome any new members. Really, we just need help.
Who is the parade marshal?
We really don't have a parade marshal.
You didn't set
year.
One this year.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah. It is the school.
You know what that means.
Yeah.
That means it's you.
Yeah, oh no, I don't have time to walk in that parade. They can put me on a nice car and I'll sit.
Misty, I was going to say the parade marshal, Misty Thomason. How about that?
Yeah. Oh gosh, I can't handle that.
Well, I love the T-shirts. Will those be available for sale?
I think TTT Designs in here in Fairfield, they did the T-shirts this year, and they are supposed to have a booth uptown.
Wonderful.
So hopefully they'll be there. They will have those for sale, or you can place an order. The back of the shirt, I'm going to have the back of my shirt done. They're going to put the picture of the school and your graduating year.
Oh, is that
so,
right?
Yeah, so I think that's pretty neat.
Well, you already told us 98.
Yeah, 98 is when I graduated. Yeah, I'm old.
How many in the class?
We had 30-some. Yeah, 30-some in
our
class.
So, you might have, this might be your only class reunion.
Yeah,
Since you guys are too lazy to have one on your own.
Yes, probably.
Well, Bean Days is this weekend, folks. If you have any other questions about it, the best place to get information is either call you, maybe.
Yeah, you can call me.
Or go to Facebook, right?
Yeah, and if they call me, I'll probably go to voicemail this week.
I suspect that's right. Misty, thanks very much for joining the show today. I really do appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate your letting me come online and come here and talk to you and get Bean Days out in the open for everybody. 55 years.
55 years. I can't believe.
I know.
It's
I
55
know.
Years.
Yeah.
Wow. Hey, I appreciate you being here, Misty. I've got an interview with Teresa Rowe coming up next here on The Bruce Dickey Show. Stick around. You are listening to The Bruce Dickey Show on AM and FM, Fairfield, Illinois, WFIW. I'll be back after these.